We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today's going to be a fun show, everybody. Welcome on in. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. First, it's your chance to win $1,000 in the Tickets Give and Go contest. Your word this hour is... boys.
Can we start the song over?
Train.
It's not Train.
No. That's the band. What's the song? It's the most famous song.
Jupiter.
Yes. Yeah, your mic's not on.
I didn't know that.
Drops.
You didn't know this one?
Huh?
That was like their first hit.
Tufufu?
Just.
He's busy over there across the hall yelling at Jade for having white chocolate.
No.
Still with the white chocolate argument with her?
I don't. No.
Yes.
Okay.
Jason Williams.
All right, let's make sure I don't screw this up because everybody knows what Jupiter starts with. J-U-P-I-T-E-R, Jupiter. Text that to 72881. The Tickets $1,000 Give and Go is brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. If you don't win this time, you'll have another chance at the top of next hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. A lot of stuff we want to get into. The Heat are finally back in action tonight. A lot of stuff coming out of there. Of course, we'll continue whale watching as there's been some movement on the Anthony Davis
front. Lots of fishiness in this Heat game tonight, just saying.
All right, we'll get to that fishiness as well, but I got to start here. What the bleep is going on in Pembroke Pines right now? What is happening?
Yeah. I was watching that before.
What is going on right now?
So the FBI pulls up, I don't know how they found this, but the FBI is out at a plaza I go to a lot at the corner of, it's the southwest corner of Flamingo and Pines. It's a huge plaza. Bunch of banks in there, but the Chase Bank there, which I think it was right next to the Boston Market right there, some people dug a tunnel. And I don't really know the details of whether they actually used the tunnel to like get into the safe or they were planning on it or what have you. But the FBI, like all sorts
so they
of
found, I think they found this like via sinkhole, right? Like
yeah.
It just opened up.
It opened up and then they were like, what's in here? And then they called in all sorts of units and now they're digging all sorts of different places to see like where this tunnel goes, but they believe it goes to the bank.
That's crazy.
This is out of a
That's
movie.
That's like Ocean's 11.
Right.
Okay, but did the bank get?
Well, no, they never got robbed. I think they just. I don't think they did.
Yeah, I don't. I haven't heard yet specifically whether the bank got robbed. I don't think it did. But the question is, how far did the tunnel go? Like, how far did they make it?
That's crazy. I don't understand. Like, what was your plan if you robbed this bank? Were you going to go down armadillo style and drill?
I mean,
this is going to go straight through the city.
I mean, like, let's be honest. Like, the president wants to build a wall, and like all the border patrol are like, yeah, but they can dig tunnels and go under the wall with the drugs.
Yeah, every cartel show shows everybody goes tunnels,
right? So, I guess you know,
but forget about that. That's going underground. This is you got to get under into a safe.
Yeah, but that's been done before. Like, I saw a couple movies.
You saw it with George Clooney?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
look, you saw it on Ocean's 11.
And
you didn't see it in Pembroke Pines.
Wait, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
I didn't see Beverly Hills Cop
2. Beverly Hills Cop 2, they tunneled under the thing. How about, and also National Treasure, the first one, they tunneled in underneath the Declaration of Independence, whatever the hell it was.
I can't imagine any bank is dumb enough to get dug into.
This is
the most incredible thing. In the movies, they build it in like 10 minutes.
Right.
Okay. Like, I'm just wondering, what was the commitment?
Well,
how long were they digging
this? And it's like it's Pembroke Pines, like right in the middle of like very populated Pembroke Pines. It's not like it's out in like Southwest Ranches somewhere where there's nobody around.
There's also no banks.
Right, correct, but I'm just saying, like, it's not like you can just go out there at 2 a.m. and dig a tunnel and no one's gonna notice.
I mean, they must have gone in via sewer.
Did people not notice there was guys out there with shovels?
No, they probably had the car parked on top of it, and the guy was drilling it underneath the car.
Like, right. What if they just
you pull the truck over with the hole in the bottom.
The hole they didn't. It's not the hole. It's like they. It's not like they took a carpet
like
away.
Italian
and there's a
job.
Hole. Like,
it
caved in on itself.
It
That's
caved
why
in
it
on itself. They weren't building, like, look, so for example, They were building a tunnel that went underneath that road.
Right.
And then a hole showed up in the road. So when they went to fix the sinkhole, they're like, hey, something's fishy here.
Right, correct.
So they threw a couple of carp at it and called the FBI.
But at some point, they had to like start digging on top with men with shovels.
Police were tipped off when a driver reported a pothole in the road. Crazy. And, hold on. The entrance seems to have started from a wooded area leading to the bank that was covered by a wood pallet.
Do you see what I'm saying?
The station reported that police found boots, ladder, tools, and a generator. Damn.
Oh, so they've been working at
heavy duty.
Hey. Oh, so yeah. Law-abiding citizen also built a long tunnel, and somebody said the FBI found the Canes transfer portal.
Yeah, that's the greatest. The FBI found the Canes transfer portal. No.
El Patron. Bastard. No, it's Manos.
It's El Patron.
Oh, I know. Hey, Robbie, are you listening to this?
Robbie, can we crank this up? What's going on here with this Goodell? What's he saying? Anything good?
Is this a Super Bowl week address?
Yeah. Oh, he looks.
State of the Union.
Just pot it up, Robbie. Whatever. It's ESPN.
Robbie's getting it situated.
Well, very first, we don't look at the success or failure of the Rooney Rule in one-year increments.
Rooney Rule stuff. Hey, why don't you hit the headlines thing? Let me know when he gets to his crooked refs.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
The first headline is I'm wearing turkey pants, and it's not very comfortable to sit in them.
We're going to put up the picture during the break.
It is choking parts of me I don't want choked.
We got two punishments that are getting fulfilled today. Robbie has the ab roller, which he has to do during each break.
Oh, my goodness.
And Beast.
Who found the ab roller?
I did.
Robbie did.
Wait, you had the ab roller?
Yes, I found it. Found one.
You've used it before?
It's only just a little less funnier than if you had it.
No, but... Like, why did you have, did your mom or somebody, someone else in your family order an ab roller?
I don't want to give up too many details, but I was walking around and I found an ab roller.
Right, your luck.
Jesus.
And Beast is wearing very, very snug turkey pants.
Yeah. Extreme.
They're ladies' turkey pants.
Correct.
Which are 5X.
Right, but they're also made in...
For a lady.
No, but they're made in China, so the sizing is always off on everything you order from China directly. Like,
Probably laughing in China, going, "Who the hell's 5X?"
Yeah, but they're what they believe is a 5X is not really a 5X here.
I mean, not to steal Robbie's bit, but 5X is 5X.
No, well, it is, but I'm wearing the ladies' 5X.
Somebody said,
"What?
Beast?
What?"
Yeah, I think it was fine in
the
context.
No, that's fine. Yeah, you don't have to dump that.
I'll allow it.
Yes.
I didn't allow it. I had to make a quick decision.
Oh, well.
Okay, let's say it again. The chicken pants are choking my chicken.
He's shaking his head.
Hey.
I don't care.
By the way, that's why
circulation
I didn't read
is being cut off.
The thing that's funny about it is, Beast, I guess this is supposed to be the thing, but Leroy and I didn't realize how much it was going to look like he had
turkey legs.
Two turkey legs.
Right.
He looks like a Looney Tunes Thanksgiving chicken.
I should have brought my mustard.
Have you put the pictures up yet?
I'm going to during the break.
I want to see what I look like.
I'll put them up. You keep doing your headlines. Is this Goodell talking about the crooked refs yet, Robbie? He's just up there.
I think all the preparations that need to be made have been made. Everybody has worked tirelessly to be prepared for this. I met with many of the business leaders, the mayor and the governor last week in New York. The enthusiasm, the hospitality, and the desire to make sure that they put Atlanta on the big stage in a way that will...
Blech.
Blech.
Who's lobbing up them softballs? Get out of here.
Anyway, Commissioner, what do you think about Atlanta as a host city?
Oh, I'm sure.
And he should have said, you build a new stadium, you're probably going to get a Super Bowl.
Correct.
Because that's how they got it.
The Heat played tonight against the Bulls.
Yeah, man. I need to see some action.
I miss basketball.
Right. The schedule's getting a little I saw next week there's just two games. There's one on Monday, one on Friday.
Well, the All-Star game's coming up soon, right?
No, it's the week after.
Yeah, President's Day weekend.
Yeah.
So they
got a back-to-back coming up on Friday and Saturday.
And then they play Tuesday in Portland starting their West Coast trip.
Oh.
No, it's... Oh, is it Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Tuesday the 5th.
Hold on to your hats, boys.
What? Why am I holding on to my
hat? That's a tough trip.
You know they're going to party at Spolster's restaurant.
They have, like, Sacramento
on Friday.
On Friday, yeah.
Hey, question.
And then Golden State Denver back-to-back on Sunday and Monday.
Ooh, that's tough.
Are you guys shocked Anthony Davis got fined?
Not really, because when the league came out, when the Pelicans came out with their statement about how they wanted tampering to be monitored as strong as it did, I figured that something was going to happen. I don't agree with it.
Do you guys care about what the Raiders are going to play next year?
Do I care where they're going to play next year?
Where the Raiders are going to play next year. That's his question coming up.
Not really.
No.
That's something I can read on Twitter.
Do we know if Dwayne Wade's playing tonight?
I think he's questionable.
Right.
So here's who we got us out. Bumpy's out.
Bumpy's also questionable.
Bumpy's out. And D-Wade's out.
And maybe Bumpy.
Yeah, the line opened at 11 yesterday.
You know what I'm thinking?
Waiter's time.
Yep. Philly cheese.
Put on your vest, boys. Philly cheese coaster.
Sometimes when you have a player of Dwayne Wade's caliber in the lineup with Machine Gun Kelly, right, he kind of slows him down a little bit because he acknowledges greatness on the floor with him. So, you know, you see Deion passing it, you know, trying to, you know, assist and all that. But with D-Wade off the floor.
Oh, no.
All bets are off.
All bets are off because he's like, I got to do it. Somebody says someone needs to dress like Elmer Fudd. Nope.
Anything else, Beast?
Nothing. I mean, you know, Neymar. Neymar's out.
Josh Gordon, yay or nay?
Josh Gordon, really? These are the questions that are getting asked.
It's a volume question.
No,
I don't care about that. Listen during the break and we find out. I want to know about the crooked refs. Who's got the onions?
Did we miss that? Was that the first question?
Nah, come on.
I'm shocked that it wasn't. Times Picayune here.
Yeah, excuse me, Roger. Sean Payton here. I have a question. We're back after this.
Roger, Jeff Duncan of NOLA.com and the Times Picayune in New Orleans, where you are a trending topic once again. Just in time for Mardi Gras, I might add.
Can't wait to see that.
Can you address the no call that marred the end of the NFC Championship game, specifically what and how the league handled it internally, both that night and in the days thereafter? Will there be any repercussions on the officials involved? And finally, what can the league do, if anything, to ensure that something like this doesn't happen again?
Well, Jeff, let me start on the basis. Listen, we understand the frustration of the fans. I've talked to Coach Payton, the team, the players. We understand the frustration that they feel right now, and we certainly want to address that. So whenever an officiating is part of any kind of discussion post-game, it's never a good outcome for us. We know that, our clubs know that, our officials know that. But we also know our officials are human. We also know that they're officiating a game that moves very quickly and have to make snap decisions under difficult circumstances. And they're not going to get it right every time. As I say, they're human. We have worked very hard to bring technology in to try to make sure we could do whatever's possible to address those issues. But technology is not going to solve all those issues. The game is not officiated by robots. It's not going to be. But we have to continue to go down that path. Go back specifically on Sunday night. I think Coach Payton spoke to Al Riveron, our head of officials, immediately after the game. Al told him that that's a play we want to have called. I have spoken to him. Troy Vinson, the head of football operations, have spoken to him. I've spoken to Mrs. Benson. Coach has also spoken to the competition committee, Rich McKay, the chairman. So there's been a great deal of communication and making sure that they understand that.
As far as where we can go, we will look again at instant replay. There have been a variety of proposals over the last, frankly, 15, 20 years of should replay be expanded. It does not cover judgment calls. This was a judgment call. The other complication is that it was a no call. And our coaches and clubs have been very resistant, and there has not been support to date about having a replay official or somebody in New York throw a flag when there's no flag. They have not voted for that in the past. It doesn't mean that we won't. It's something that we're going to put to the competition committee, see if there's an answer to that. But the reality is that's been at least an opposition philosophically for many clubs.
Seems like Adele's just strategy to this.
That was long and ponderous.
Hey.
Good God.
Look, the problem is that they have gone out of their way to not say that the official screwed up.
Yeah, that's
it
right.
It was terrible. Well. He's human, he's this, he's that. And what I would say is this. If that's how you feel, that's fine. Then you got to kind of use that when you're dealing with the players. Because all of a sudden, when these situations present themselves with the players, they should know better.
Well, that probably has to go back to, I would guess, whatever discussions they have with the refs union. Because remember, it's a different union you're dealing with the players.
Right. I understand that.
Proposals.
All I'm saying is that one of the things that if you're a player that kind of just keeps needling me is the fact that, okay, I get it. Everybody's human, blah, 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 blah. I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's a player, the guy has to be held accountable. He has to, hey, sorry, I missed the call, my bad. Okay, because guess what? Cody Parkey. Kickers have been missing field goals since the beginning of football.
That's right.
He was on Good Morning America. Now, kickers miss field goals, okay? But was him missing that field goal more egregious than that official missing that call?
No, because there was four officials or five officials
right,
that had
exactly.
his view.
But so, and most people not even knowing who it is, or nobody coming and saying, I made a mistake, human error, I apologize, I'm sorry. Like Jim Joyce, guess what? He screwed up big time.
I think,
but do you care? Because that man came out and really showed.
Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. I would like the officials to be as anonymous as possible. Like, I don't want every official having a gimmick
here,
like Ed Hockley.
Let me tell you what.
No. Let me explain my point.
Okay.
Because I think you run into a problem when you have like umpires in baseball. All these dudes who have a gimmick. The stupid dude who yells loud, Country Joe West.
Have you seen this?
Angel Hernandez is known as just completely terrible.
Have you seen the hockey official that does this stuff?
No.
There's a hockey official when he announces penalties or like if they have to review a goal, like skates out to the middle of the ice and does a whole theatrical thing. Look it up.
Yeah,
it's getting out of control.
Like,
how about the umpire who takes forever to make a strike call? He's just standing there.
It's cool every once in a while, but I think at most, I think the players want to be like, oh, that's. That's that dude. That's the guy who has this.
Can I respond with this?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Accountability makes you better. Okay? If you can make a terrible call like that and then run home unseen, unheard, who cares? But if you got to face the music when you make a call that egregious, then the next time you're in that situation, you're going to make sure you get it right.
So basically, I think you would be most happy if these guys just had to face the press. Would that solve it?
He wouldn't even have to face the press, okay? But if he is human and he wants everybody to be sympathetic to the egregious mistake he made, doesn't he have to come up and apologize? Otherwise, don't ask me to feel any sympathy for you when you've never had to face the music.
I don't think you should. I don't think you should feel sympathy for him.
Well, I'm not saying feel sympathy, but what I am saying is I'm clearly not a person who has not made mistakes in their life. If a man comes out and say, look, I apologize, I missed the call,
I was looking at this, this, and this, or whatever. You know, you're still going to feel like crap, but you're going to say, you know what? That's a stand-up dude. He's human. He made a mistake, right? We all have to do that.
Problem is, though, once you do that and you realize that this guy is going to admit to how terrible his call was, that guy's going to be known in every stadium he goes to.
He's known now. The teams know who he is.
Oh, everyone knows who he is.
Everybody knows who he is.
The teams do, but the fans. I'm talking about the fans.
It starts with a V, that guy.
But again.
That's the crew chief.
You're asking a person and you're asking a league for us to understand that he's human and makes mistakes when he's not going about it to warrant that in any way.
Oh, now the FBI is crawling in the tunnel.
Ooh, really? There's a tunnel, it just
got picked up nationwide. There's a secret
bank.
CNN.
Yeah, there's a secret bank tunnel in Pembroke Pines. Now, speaking of facing the music, it's a double punishment, Dartboard of Doom Day.
Oh yeah.
We have Beast, who's wearing turkey pants, and Dina Lang of the Shark. She just came in and
you put the things around the
turkey, like on like a like
sure,
a,
sure,
a,
the white thingies.
Yeah, yeah. So I have to go tape these around my ankle, she said.
All right. Well, the turkey pants are right now up on Instagram. We'll update them if it looks better.
At some point today during the show, the turkey pants are going to say nay nay.
Well, look, yeah, I know. Like one of our listeners is like, "Hey, man, that's a weak ass punishment. Those look like joggers." Trust me when I tell you.
No.
Zoom in. They're snug as a bug in a rug.
Yeah, like right. There are parts of me that are not feeling good right now.
Now, Robbie also has to face punishment today. He has the ab roller, and I neglected
which
to mention
had
this.
At home.
Yes, which I neglected.
Which is
to
even more amazing.
Crazy. I neglected to mention this in the last segment because he's supposed to do it between every break. You know, so we're gonna videotape some of Robbie doing his ab roller. Are you ready for this, Robbie?
Oh man, I'm ready. I can do this all day. I'm ready
what?
To go
all day.
I got a lot of abs to work out.
So we'll bring you a look to that. Now, Roger Goodell was asked at this press conference because his is going on right now, and we'll get to some of the local stuff coming up because I do want to get into the Dolphins and some new reports coming about what they want to do. But this is happening right now. Goodell was asked about whether or not he plans on, if he ever thought about overturning the result. Let's hear this.
Roger, over here, Mark Maskey from the Washington Post.
Yes, Mark.
Roger, did you believe that the NFL rulebook gave you the authority to overturn the result of the Rams-Saints games if you had chosen to do so and order the game replayed from the point of the missed call? And if so, did you give any consideration at all to that?
Mark, absolutely not. I mean, I think it's clear, and I actually wrote down the rule, which I think has been distributed to the media, but the commissioner will not apply his authority in cases of complaints by clubs concerning judgmental errors or routine errors by game officials. Games involving such complaints will continue to stand as completed. So that was not a consideration.
I think what it was tweeted out, though, like it was tweeted out that he does have the power to do it.
Yeah, but he didn't tweet that out.
So let's see some verbal jujitsu there by Roger Goodell.
Oh, okay. Isn't that what this whole press conference is?
It's very annoying.
I mean, because like he did everything but say that missed call was egregious.
Mm-hmm.
The guy made a mistake. He didn't even say that. He didn't even say the official made a mistake. We're all human. We all like.
Human
Man.
Judgment.
You're not.
We need to wonder in times of human judgment.
Let me just tell you right now. Super Bowl week. I've been to the commissioner's press conference. I asked Tagliabue a question. What have you?
Ooh,
you're
humble
not.
Brag.
You're not going to get. Roger Goodell is going to say nothing this week.
I understand everything that everybody has to do, and I'm not mad at Roger Goodell. He's not going to change. It's not him.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I am too. Like, I'm not sitting here like, all right, going back and changing the game is crazy. Like,
right.
If you're
no,
do
I
that,
wouldn't. Look,
you gotta
even
do that,
though
like,
the Saints were screwed, you want to cause chaos? Do that.
Yeah. You would have to do
then
it.
You lose all credibility.
You would have to do it that night.
Right.
Like, if you were going to do it.
No, no. Within like, the 5 minutes of. Like, hold on. No. You have to do it within 5 minutes of the call.
Well, I mean, listen. Let's be honest. Like, I don't even know how they would do this or how this would be. But like, listen, it'd be one of those things where, and he just said that the teams and the players don't want New York weighing in on a non-call, like where there was no flag thrown. But that would have to be a situation where, like, literally someone buzzes from New York and said, "And like, guys, stop the game. You missed a call."
That I'm a little bit more lenient on. Like, if we're all sitting here and saying, "You guys all messed this up,"
right?
And then lie and we say have the nobody technology, be like,
"Hey, guys, guess what? New York has weighed in here. You got to fix this."
Or even the thing with Tom Brady. Because here, again, I've explained to you that a lot of times officials see body position and assume what happened.
Right.
So when they see the arm come over the top and hit Tom Brady in the front, he makes an assumption it hits him in the head.
Correct.
But it doesn't. So when he throws that flag, head didn't hit him in the head.
Yeah. And
that's
move
it.
On.
You don't need to review it. You don't need nothing.
Ultimately, like, what are the like, I don't ever care what a ref's score is. I don't know who the best refs are. I don't care.
I just want
to get it right.
Although, the devil's advocate of that is, so do we want, like, 78 times a game the league to buzz in?
Okay, let's be clear. Let's be clear. How often is it clear as day or it's a judgment call? I'm not saying if an official felt, hey, that's pass interference and New York says it's not, that's different, okay, than what I'm talking about. But that play, on a play where the player gets fined $26,000,
yeah,
but doesn't get a flag?
Well, I mean, we deal with it in college, man. Like, how many reviews do we have in college?
Well, because here's why. Because soon as they get hit, or soon as there is a unnecessary roughness,
yeah,
it's reviewed and the guy could get thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
So why that's reviewed.
No, but in college, every play.
Everything's reviewed.
In college, automatically, every play is reviewed upstairs. And then if
what do you mean every play?
Literally, this is the rule.
They don't have challenges.
Every play is reviewed upstairs.
Yeah, but they don't stop.
And the guy can stop the game and buzz the official and say, go look at that.
But how much longer? The game doesn't last. They don't last forever.
I agree.
Okay, so, like, we're only talking about, you know, like, and here's the problem that we have, right? We're not going to be able to find a middle ground, okay? Because there are going to be people that are going to complain about, oh, no, the officials can't do their job or whatever. No, yeah, we're talking about Leroy, egregious.
Like, remember when we dealt with this at the boxing event? It shouldn't take that long anymore.
No,
it shouldn't go jog off, get under. They're not. First of all, they're not doing that anymore. Where they're jogging under the hood. They just look at a tablet now these days.
Right.
But like, it shouldn't take that long anymore.
No, it shouldn't.
If you could see it instantly
on
Twitter,
if it's that egregious, right?
We should be like, okay, bing, bing. It shouldn't take that long.
Right.
The thing is, they do this stupid thing where like, well, what was the call on the field? Is that indisputable evidence?
Right.
Is that it's like not? Nah, we're just.
We're making something that shouldn't be that difficult. Difficult.
Right.
Because, again, you have all these technical terms surrounding what is a catch and what isn't. And then they're trying so hard not to offend the poor officials, right? That, okay, if it's not 100%, We don't want to overturn the official. And I'm like, man, just get it right.
So I think then go to the college rules where you have an official upstairs. He watches literally every play, and he can basically say, that was a stupid missed call. Boom, go review it.
Right. Yeah. Because the first thing they would have said was, even if you don't think it's pass interference, he would have got called for the helmet to helmet.
Right, correct.
Because guess what? One is different than the other one. So it would have been,
right, you could do a helmet
it would have been a spot foul and 15 yards.
Yep.
So... yeah, man. Like, and to get nothing called, look, there's also another solution. Have better officials.
These are the best ones. Remember when we had the replacement refs? This is what we got, man.
I mean, there is the whole case about, do you want full-time officials? I don't necessarily know. I mean, you probably have a take on it. But, like, I don't know that, like, what is an official going to do between Monday and Friday that's going to make him a better official?
I don't know, but like,
just go officiate practices, I would guess.
Well, here's what
referee training camp.
You know, they do come out in camp.
I know.
No, yeah. So we see the officials in camp.
Yeah, they come.
But what I would say is this: like, I don't necessarily think they have to be full time. Like, making them full time would appease all the people that are watching the games because you think they got more vested in it, but. I just think you need better officials because if you are missing something like that, or they just, I don't think they need better officials. Let me be clear about this.
what they need, okay? Because everybody's moving so fast and everything's moving so hard, right? They have to find a way, right? Because if there's not going to be eyes on every aspect of the game, don't make assumptions, which a lot of officials do. I told you about body position.
Of course.
They automatically call it,
mm-hmm.
right? Or that's why you're the receiver throws his hands up and falls on the ground because an official throw it. Right. Tries
see
to
what
sell
James
it.
Harden did last night?
No. Did he?
I saw someone.
We'll get into that. Robbie's got to go do his first. But James Harden did this move last night because he's the master of getting calls. But he did something that was so crazy too far with James Harden. And he's drunk with power right now with all the calls that he's getting. Robbie has to go do his first set of ab rolls. We'll Instagram live on the Ticket Miami. We're back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. Now, Robbie, in the midst of the break, did his first break of ab rolls. He is paying off Darkboard of Death Doom. Where the hell is Beast? Is he putting on his turkey pants?
Yeah. Clearly, we have come to the conclusion that ab roller is not his.
No. Well, I got to be honest, Robbie, that ab roller looks a little bit shaky. I feel like the wheels keep splitting on you.
A little bit. I obviously didn't test it out before I bring it.
Now, because we're trying to show Robbie the form. He didn't quite get how
I
was going.
I almost cramped up.
Now, look, I'm not hating on anybody. I don't think I've ever done ab rolls in my life. Not my thing. Like, I'm not about doing.
That's why it's a punishment.
Yeah, not my thing. But even Leroy tried it out, and it looked like you pulled a hammy.
Ab roller?
Yeah, I got cramped up.
Yeah, you didn't see Robbie's form in the.
It wasn't good
in the break.
I can just tell you right now, I would opt to try it, but right now I can't move in these pants, and I just found out using the restroom with these pants on are a problem. I had to go into the stall and do the whole like 3-year-old take everything down situation.
Damn. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you do look, your legs do look like a well-basted turkey.
I walked into the lunchroom where all of our female, the people are working, administrative assistants and all that stuff are eating lunch. They just looked at me like, what? And then it was suggested I walk over to Popeye's and just order some drumsticks and see what people say.
Wow.
Oh, man.
What?
This is fantastic. What a great day.
I'm definitely, I could go for a little Popeye.
You're going to make me walk down 441.
Oh, my goodness.
In the turkey pants.
In the turkey pants. You have to go buy a turkey in the turkey pants.
So we have this that came out yesterday, and I know he's going to love this report. So yesterday, two Dolphins, prominent Dolphins reporters, Armando Salguero and Barry Jackson, both came out with statements that the tank is on. The tank is on. Armando was tweeting at somebody, and he says, the Dolphins are tanking. Everyone I speak to behind the scenes tells me so. Sports buzzing, Barry Jackson. He added on to that and said, this was reinforced to me too this week. Nothing can get in the way of losing next season, as Armando has coined, tank for Tua. Which now, I don't know if he really invented, but...
Now, question.
Point stands.
Question. Okay. So, they have already determined that they don't like any of the quarterbacks in this draft.
It would appear that way.
And I would be more...
Which seems early, right? Is it early?
That's my point. I would be more pissed off if I'm a fan about that. That you've already predetermined what you're going to do without seeing what's going to play out.
Well, I have a question. Like, if you're a season ticket rep, and I know a couple for the Dolphins, and you're going to make your calls now, hey, renew, blah, 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 new coach, new, we're all in, and you're reading these articles about tanking, aren't you like, hey, you know what, I'll skip this year.
Here's the other thing. And I probably would have blew you up this morning if I would have heard the back and forth.
Oh, yes, you would have.
Between Amber and
I didn't hear
and Romberg.
I didn't know
there because it got feisty.
Here's what I can tell you just about in general, whatever team you want, no matter how bad they suck.
To give before you make your point, just to give everybody the synopsis of it.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
like Leroy, Brett Romberg, NFL veteran.
Yes.
Highly against tanking. And
correct.
Was making the point that this isn't going to go over well in the locker room. Losing sucks. And it doesn't matter how much money you make. It's contagious. And
you're not going to be able to turn it around.
Right.
Here, let me explain something to you.
Wait, but I want to hear what was Amber's argument.
Amber's kind of saying, like, you make 25 grand a week, you should eat it. That was basically her point.
Right. So, like, she doesn't realize that when we started playing this game, we weren't getting paid.
Right.
Okay? And think about this. Think about this. You think Romberg would have came here if the Canes weren't winning?
Well, when he committed, the Canes weren't winning.
But you understand what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I think I just boxed you
most,
in.
No.
I mean, they were on the upswing. I mean, they had just won the Gator Bowl in 99.
No. They weren't
terrible.
He committed in 98.
Like, Butch had a plan going.
They weren't terrible.
No, they weren't terrible, but they weren't.
Right.
No.
You think he would have came here if they were like 5-7?
Bro, he was from Canada.
He got an offer.
Okay.
But again, Romberg, wrong person to use.
You know why Alabama can keep winning? Because everybody wants to go there.
Yeah.
They don't have, it's whether we offer you so. Look, we start playing this game as young kids or whenever we started playing it to win. There was no money. There was no, you just liked winning. So you did whatever you could do to win.
Right.
That never goes away. That never goes away. I tell you right to this day, if somebody says, hey, you want to do this and it's a competitive thing, I don't care if I'm limping or whatever. I'm good. I got you.
Today, Cam Wake turns 37. Do you think Cam Wake's coming back for that if he knows that that's the plan? Or do you think he's going to go find somebody else?
I don't know, situations may prevent that from happening the way you want. But I'm saying as far as, he may say, look, man, I ain't in this to lose.
No way. The guy who hasn't eaten a carb or drank a drop of alcohol.
Right.
Since he's
you're asking
been
him to
football,
take one under the chin on
like,
purpose.
Hey, Cam, it's like, hey, man.
But think about
I've been
this.
Through the stinkers.
Let's play this out. So one, you've determined this before you even know what's available in the draft, before you've done your due diligence in the draft. Because what happens if you start testing one of these two quarterbacks and you really like one and you can get it?
Maybe
does that change?
Do you think they've already determined they're not going to work out any quarterbacks? Like any of the top guys.
But again, that's what bothers me. That you've already predetermined what you're going to do. So that means in a couple of years, you're already going to predetermine we're going to win? It doesn't work like that.
Well, this is the thing.
You may not get – you don't know what's going to happen next football season. So how many times is a first guy – oh, this is the first quarterback that's available, and he ends up being the third rounder.
Yeah, watch Tua, like, blowing Achilles, and he's,
right,
and
but
he's
that's
like,
my
not
point.
Available.
You can't control what's going to happen next year. So if you don't end up taking a quarterback, I understand that. But it's only because you did your due diligence, not because you're tanking for next year.
This is the thing that I just find is going to be tough because I get why you're against it. I get that. If I was Stephen Ross, though, and I felt like the solution wasn't available this year, even talking to my football people, I think Stephen Ross has done enough for this organization in the immediate that if he feels that plan is best, I think he kind of deserves a pass from the fans.
I agree. I'm not disputing whether they think that. One, you don't say anything, okay, because you don't want to ever have in your locker room that losing is acceptable. You got a bunch of coaches coming from New England. You're going to tell them, hey, we're tanking. Come on in. Because guess what? What if they really tank? Are you going to fire your coach?
Ooh, I mean, I can't.
You're putting everybody in that building in a bad situation.
I get it, man.
Okay, here's the other thing. Are you going to say we're tanking before you've even seen what's available in this draft? So you're doing it too early.
Robbie, who are the top QBs in this draft? Understanding that.
Haskins and probably either Drew Locke or Kyler Murray. But they're probably expecting at 13 that they're both not going to be there because Giants and Jacksonville
will take quarterback. But guess what? If you really like a guy, right, will you say, go get him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, before I make the determination that they won't be available, I'm going to do my due diligence on all the quarterbacks. And then I'll determine that. But I'm not going to say it before you even
Do you think it's easier to spot as a scout? Do you think it's easier for them to spot if they're not the guy than it is that they are the guy?
Sure.
So, I mean, maybe that's an easy determination for them to do that. This isn't our friend.
You got to do your due diligence.
It's clear that the next move this franchise wants, when they say tank, they're hoping that the next quarterback pick they make is their guy for the next 10 years, bar none.
Okay.
They're tired of doing that. And they don't want to be a situation like Tannehill with, you know, is he the guy? Is he not the guy?
Okay.
Is he good enough?
Guess what?
Can he lift up our roster?
Guess what? I would say, and I'm not saying Tannehill was the guy, but I'm saying whoever was the quarterback during that period of time, we would have been having the same conversations because the team around him wasn't there.
I don't know, man. Like, if they would have sucked for Luck, if they would have not had the run with Matt Moore that same offseason, are we saying that?
How would you feel if all those guys on the field were like, "Ah, we don't care, we're tanking"?
I don't think it's a question of anybody looking at the players and saying, "Hey, we're tanking." Like, I don't think people look at it like that.
They started 0-7.
I think this Dolphins fan base is probably in the position where, like, now, man, I just want them to get it right. I don't want this to be half-assed.
Okay. And I want, if you're going to do it right, do your due diligence. Use all your resources to determine who, if there's anybody in this draft. If there's not, and you make the conscious effort to say, hey, we're not going to spend a boatload of money on free agents. We're not going to just grab a quarterback because he's available. He needs to be our guy. I understand that. But to come out before all the process is even played out and say, we're tanking, you're almost doing that wrong.
It's kind of the thing, though, that's the problem with the one thing you can say about Stephen Ross is he kind of steps in it when he talks, man. And when he is saying, like, why didn't you want to go with Adam Gase anymore? And he goes, well, Adam wanted to win. And we don't know if we want to be in that direction anymore. Like, he's setting the tone there.
Here.
You know, the owner's putting it out there for you.
First of all, you're bringing a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing a black coach.
Yep.
A minority coach. And he's going to be greeted with the first question. How do you feel about tanking?
Assuming he doesn't flip.
You're 100% right.
Now, like, look, man. If you're going to complain about minority coaches, don't put them in a situation like that.
Yeah, but isn't he going to answer, we're going to try to win every game we play?
Come on, man.
He's not going to answer it that way?
Sure. Sure.
Or how about
if he has a terrible season and they fire him,
well,
right?
No, I would.
No! Really?
If Stephen Ross, your proud Michigan booster,
mm-hmm.
wants the team to tank and whatever is in place, I'm sure that's been discussed with Brian Flores.
Hey, man, but to Leroy's point, and we got to hit the break, to Leroy's point, like, reports are already coming out this week that, like, Tony Romo, I have plans of coaching. Stephen Ross, like, shiny things. Let me tell you something right now. Tony Romo becomes available to coach, and you just got off a 1-15 season or a 2-14 season.
He's in.
I'm not saying it's 100% that he's in, but don't think that Ross is going to be like, ooh.
On the other side, I need to update you on the bank tunnel situation.
All right.
Because heavy machinery has been brought in.
Ooh, I'm excited about this. Plus your chance to win $1,000. That's coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.